And we're back. Week 6 of the NFL season. Week 3 of the Sports Betting Rundown in the 2023 NFL season. Yes, I do apologize. I did take 2 weeks off. But listen, we had a rough 2 weeks before. I had to reset. I had to get a solid 5-0 week in the books for myself. So then I had the confidence to come back with you guys with 5 picks for this week. So as always, thank you for the listeners. Over 300 last episode, 400 the previous one, the first one of the season. So looking to keep that up. 5 more picks for me. Let's get right into it. For my first pick, we're going to Chicago. It's the Vikings against the Bears. And I'm taking the over in this game. Right now it's sitting at 43 points. And to be honest, it's scaring me a little because it almost seems too low. They're begging you to take the over. But yes, I'm falling right into this trap. The Bears, a solid last 2 weeks. Justin Fields has really been performing better. But we all know the Bears' defense, very subpar. And like I said, the offense is heating up a little bit. And it's the same thing for the Vikings. Vikings are pretty subpar defense, but the offense has been solid. Yes, there's no Justin Jefferson, but against the Bears defense that's allowing 31.5 points a game, you got to assume that they're still able to score at least 25, 28 points, 4 touchdowns. So I do like the over here, over 43. For my second pick, we're taking it across the pond. And there's another London game this week, the Titans and the Ravens. And I'm going to have to go with the under here. Currently, it's sitting at 43.5. And really, while that does seem low, it's high for these teams. Look, the Titans don't really score that much. It's a Derrick Henry show, and that's it. And the Ravens, yes, they got Lamar, but they have not been super good on offense. They've really been grinding the game, slowing it down. Really, really, really low-scoring games this year for the Ravens. And they're both going to be out of whack going across the pond to London. So, yes, I do like the under here, under 43.5. For my first prop, give me David Montgomery anytime touchdown. Right now it's sitting at minus 145, so you do pay some juice. But I really like this pick, David Montgomery. In the first 4 games, or in the only 4 games that he's played this season, he scored touchdowns in all 4. So he's 4-for-4 there. And to add on to that, Jahmyr Gibbs is yet again out. And the backup running back on the Lions is out, which is, or the third string, I might add, which is Zonovan Knight. So really it's David Montgomery and then a bunch of people that they picked off the street. And they're going to Tampa Bay. Yes, Tampa Bay has a good D-line. They have good rush defense. But I don't really think that matters. I think if the Lions get it within 5 yards, which they will, they're going to run it. And who's getting that ball? It's Montgomery. So one touchdown, minus 145. Not too much to ask here. From my second prop, we're getting a little weird with it, but it's going to be Mac Jones interceptions. Over 0.5, right now it's sitting at minus 110. And this pick is a really interesting pick. I think it might be the first time on the Sports Betting Rundown that I've given out an over on an interception prop. So Mac Jones, as we all know, not a great start to the year. Not a great start to the year for the Patriots. And he has 6 interceptions in 5 games, including 2 in each of his last 2. So Mac Jones, he's a head case. And I think he's going to get replaced soon, but Bill Belichick doesn't want to do it. He's a head case. Raiders, pasty, yes, it's not that great, but Mac Jones sucks. So we're going to switch it up for week 3 of the Sports Betting Rundown this year. We're going to go 3 player props in honor of it being week 3, 2023. Of the Sports Betting Rundown. And for my third player prop, we're going with K9. Yes, Kenneth Walker, anytime touchdown, plus 110. K9 has not let me down this year. K9, anytime touchdown has been a good bet. He's hit it 3 out of the first 4 weeks. And K-9's a guy that Pete Carroll and Seattle love to feed in the red zone, to feed into goal situations. And yes, I do think that continues this week against the Bengals. The Bengals D has not looked elite this year. They've looked okay, but they have not looked like the Bengals defense the past few years. And I think it's going to be a good shot for K-9 to get a touchdown. And additionally, yes, I do like the over, but we're going with the K-9 anytime touchdown here. Plus 110. And that's it for week 6 of the NFL season, week 3 of the sports betting rundown this year. Thank you for listening if you made it. 5 picks from me. Looking to get back on track. Had a good week myself last week, so looking to carry that momentum into this week's episode. As always, follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. If you like the podcast, please subscribe and rate it 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, wherever. Write a review if you feel inclined to, okay? I love it. I love the reviews. I love the ratings. I could see how many followers, subscribers I got. So I just love seeing those numbers climb up. As I said earlier, weeks 1 and 2 that I did this, tremendous support. 400 listens plus on the first one, 300 listens plus on the second one. And despite the break, hopefully we can break that number for episode 3, week 6 of the NFL season. I will be back next week, don't worry. But for now, let's make some money.